Dear devotees, yesterday we completed the explanation of one shloka of Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji's Shikshashtak. That shloka had to do with our goal. To what are we aspiring? And we learned that the goal is ahaituki bhakti. Mahaprabhuji, in the words of a devotee, said to Sri Krishna that in every life, I want to have your selfless devotion in my heart. He told him, I'm not asking for bhukti, nor am I asking for mukti. I just want nishkam bhakti. The next shloka that we're going to look at has to do with understanding our real status as souls under the bondage of Maya and accepting that humbly, along with feeling confident in our relationship with Shri Krishna. Ainanda tanuj kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tav pad pankajasthit dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Mahaprabhuji, as you recall, is none other than Radha and Krishna, but he's speaking in the words of a devotee. So he's expressing humbleness. He's saying, oh, beloved son of Nanda Baba, Nanda Tanuj, I am fallen in this muck and mire of Maya. I'm drowning in it. So he's admitting his fallen state. But he says, please just do one thing for me from your side. Accept me as a speck of dust on your lotus feet. Just think of me that way. I don't need to be anything more than that. But if you think of me and accept me as a speck of dust who has attached themselves to your lotus feet, mera kaam ban jayega. Main is maya mein khoya hoon. Main aapko dhoond raha hoon, lekin ye maya mujhe pakda gaya hai. Main aapko aapke paas ja nahi sakta hoon. Main itna patit hoon ki sansari kamnaon ke liye idhar udhar bhag raha hoon. Is sansar mein doob gaya hoon. Jabki aapke prem mein doobna chahiye, sansari kamnaon mein doob gaya hoon aur isse nikal nahi sakta hoon. To aap mere liye ek kaam kijiye, aisa chintan kijiye, aisa bas ek baar sochiye ki main ek dhool hoon, speck of dust, aur aapke charan mein lag gaya hoon. Aisa ek baar bhi socho to main aapka ho jaunga. This is humbleness and confidence at the same time. Both are important. Humbleness, because if we don't accept our fallen state, we can never surrender to God. Think of what he's saying in this. Patitam, I am fallen. If you accept yourself as patit, it means you're saying, no one has done more sins than me. Ananta janma hue hai. Hum sab ke ananta janma hue hai. Aur yadi ek ek janma mein ek hi paap kiye honge, to ananta paap kiye baithe hain. Even if we told one lie in every one of our lifetimes, Since we've had uncountable lifetimes, we've done uncountable sins. So who is more fallen than whom? Where it's like a big competition amongst each other, and we're all winning. Every one of us has the right to say, no one is more fallen than me. If you add up all the sins we've done, each one of us has done infinite sins. Not only that, but if you think about the opportunities we've wasted, God has given us human birth many, many times, uncountable times. Why? So that we could do devotion to Him. And every time we received this human birth, what did we do? We drowned in the mayic pleasures. We drowned in the mayic desires. And we forgot about Him until after we died, and then we said, oops, I made a mistake. I wasted another human life. So even if we just look at how many lifetimes have we let this opportunity slip through our hands, then we can also say we're very ungrateful. God has given us such an opportunity. We never felt thankful for it, and we never took advantage of it. So we've used that opportunity to do unlimited sins, to forget about God, to just drown ourselves in worldly desires and worldly attachments. So now tell me, which one of us is more fallen? We're all patit. We're all equally patit. He expands on this. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavam budhau. I am drowning in the ocean of muck. He's actually referring to, he says visham. You know, when you see a pig on the side of the road in the village, where do they go to? The pile of garbage, right? They're very useful also. They help decompose all of that. They have a place. But in this case, Mahaprabhuji is saying that muck that the pig likes to feed on, he's saying, I'm like drowning in the muck of Maya, the muck of my own desires. You're awaiting me with outstretched hands, and yet I'm just drowning in this muck and mire of my worldly desires. Our mind is made of Maya. The objects of our senses are made of Maya. So our mind is continually drawn to the objects of the senses like a pig is drawn to that muck. It doesn't sound nice to hear someone say it, does it? But if you think about it, that is our status. That is what we do over and over again. One time when Prahladji was leaving the earth to go to the divine abode, there was a pig there that he talked to. And he said, you want to go with me? Chalna hai, go look. The pig had a question before he was ready to commit. He said, am I going to get my mud and muck over there? You know, that's... Prahlad said, you mean that smelly stuff that you eat over here? The pig said, yes. I want to make sure I have my padarth, my khadya padarth should be over there as well. Prahlad said, I don't think there's any smelly muck over there in Golok. Nothing like this anyway. The pig said, I'm fine here. So this is what our mind keeps doing. God is saying, do devotion and come to me. And our mind says, no, I'm good here. I'm going to keep messing around in the muck of this world. Admitting this is part of devotion. We need a foundation of humbleness where we just say, you know what? Everybody in this world is in the same boat. Sometimes we like to compare ourselves to others and think like, oh, I'm so devotional. I'm so much better than this person. Look, he doesn't even believe in God. We're all in the same boat. In this life, we might have a good sanskar and our mind might be a little more towards God than the average person. But if you look at the big picture, we're not better than anyone else. We've all been doing this for uncountable lifetimes. So if we accept that, there's a foundation of humbleness, that I don't need to consider myself as better than anyone else. I can consider myself to be the worst if I want, but I also know I have good company. Because we're all the worst. We're all the same. So there's no need to get depressed or disheartened. Nirash nahi hona hai. Ki main itna patit hoon. Anant janma bigaad chuka hoon. Anant paap kar chuka hoon. Nirash mat ho jao. Usse bhagwan abhi tak aap se nirash nahi hue hain. Bhagwan abhi tak aashavadi hain. आशा अभी कर रहे हैं कि इस जन्म में मेरे पास ये जीव आएगा. He never gives up hope. So why should we give up hope? He knows better than we do. He knows that unlimited souls, our brothers and sisters, have succeeded in becoming God realized in the past. He knows they were the same as us. Just as fallen as we are. So when they succeeded, why should we give up hope? This is the first part of the shloka. So I'm the most fallen. I admit it, that my mind is always wanting more of this world, and I've been unable to go towards you. Now comes the second part, which is just as important. Along with humbleness, we need confidence. Confidence that I am yours, like a small child. That small child knows I belong to my mom. I belong to my dad. Even if they scold me, a very small child, if their mother scolds them and they want to cry, they again run into their mother's lap to cry. The same mother who scolded them is now comforting them. They don't know anyone else. So in this shloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji is saying, I am yours, even if I am as insignificant as a speck of dust. But this speck of dust is attached to your lotus feet. Therefore it has significance. I am insignificant on my own, but I'm attached to you. I'm your speck of dust. So that makes me great. Not because I'm great, but because I am yours. In many songs, saints have said, Guruji, Kripaluji Maharaj has said, that bhala hoon, bura hoon, jaisa bhi hoon, tera hi hoon Radhe. However I am, if I'm good, if I'm bad, I'm yours. This feeling of belonging actually has to be practiced. It's not something that just comes automatically in the mind. It's something we have to think about over and over again. This is the practice of devotion. How do you practice devotion? You close your eyes and you think, I belong to Krishna. I am His. Radhe is mine. That thought is devotion. I belong to them and they are mine. Just thinking that is bhakti. Main unka hoon aur ve mere hain. Aisa baar baar sochna hi sadhana hai. Yahi bhakti hai aur kuch nahi. Uske saath saath unka roop banao, roop dhyan karo, unki leela ka bhi chintan karein, lekin avashya ये भावना होनी चाहिए कि मैं उनका हूं, वे मेरे हैं। एंड व्हेन वी डू दैट, श्री कृष्ण रिसिप्रिकेट्स। यस्टरडे वी वर लर्निंग अबाउट निष्कामता। It seems a little, almost like far-fetched, that if I'm thinking, I wish I could make Krishna happy, I want to please Shri Krishna, then of what use is that feeling to him when he's already got perfect happiness? He himself is the very form of perfect happiness. Why does he need me to please him? He doesn't need me to, but he is so kind and soft-hearted and simple-hearted that however I love him, he's going to love me the same way in return. From his side, however I love him, he's going to love me the same way in return. That's how kind he is. मैं जैसे प्यार करूंगा श्री कृष्ण से, वे वैसे ही मुझसे भी प्यार करेंगे. So if I love him with the feeling, how can I make Krishna happy? I wish I could put a smile on his face. He thinks the same thing about me. Can you imagine? Krishna's thinking, how could I make this person smile? How could I make... And depending how you love him, how could I make my friend smile? How could I make my beloved smile? How could I make my mother or my father smile? Because whatever relationship you adopt in your heart, he loves you the same way in return. So when you think, he's mine, even if I'm nothing more than a speck of dust on his lotus feet, but he is mine. When you think he is mine, guess what he's thinking about you? Ye mera hai. Pakka. So the more confident you are, the more you feel, I may be bad, I may be the worst, I accept I'm the worst. Mo samakaun kutil khal kami. Just like saints have said, there is no one more fallen, no one more crafty, no one more bent and crooked than I am, but I belong to him. So no matter how bad or good I am yours. And he thinks this soul is mine. This confidence has to be there. The confidence and the belief that however you feel about him, he feels the same about you. And just the simple confidence that I am his. That's it. That, coupled with humbleness, makes a foundation for devotion. I am yours, but I'm not better than anyone else. It's an interesting combination, right? You walk around with a pride. Why? Shri Krishna andar baithe hain. Bhagwan andar baithe hain. I have a pride. Lekin sab ke andar baithe hain. I'm not better than anyone. Bhagwan is sitting in everyone's heart. Lekin mere hriday mein bhi baithe hain. Walk around. Yeah, be confident. No reason not to be confident. But that confidence when you feel God is in your heart and you remember God is in everyone else's heart, that confidence doesn't lead to arrogance or false pride. That's real confidence. That's real pride. Because it's based on the fact. It's based on the truth. And that gives you a very positive frame of mind. That gives you a very positive outlook on yourself. See, we talk about self-confidence, right? Self-confidence is difficult to develop. God confidence is better. If you remember, Krishna's here. He's right here. Self-confidence is automatic. oh, Krishna is here, what do I have to worry about? Even if I don't succeed in what I'm trying, he's still going to be here. Even if this person likes me or that person doesn't like me, Krishna is still here. So self-confidence is more shaky because your confidence in yourself can be shaken. If you have confidence that Krishna is here and he's never leaving me, then self-confidence is automatic. The more your mind is joined with Shri Krishna, the more confidence you'll have, the more positive your mind will remain, the less likely you are to get disheartened or depressed about things in the world. So there are so many benefits to this, but this is the foundation of bhakti. Humbleness, vinamrata, and confidence in your belonging to Shri Krishna. So, oh my beloved Krishna, the loving son of Nanda Baba, please you just remember me. Think of me as a speck of dust who's attached to your lotus feet, and that's all I need from you. Tomorrow we'll continue along these lines and learn more about humbleness, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji describes the supreme limit of humbleness. And then we'll also understand how to practice such humbleness in the world. Practically, how do you behave humbly in the world when there's a fear in our heart that others may try to take advantage of our humbleness? So this will be the topic for tomorrow's satsang. Puli Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki.